I want to also ask you about this issue of nab-paclitaxel, and I'm going to guess that CTEP thought it wasn't interesting enough or paradigm-breaking enough or a major step forward. It was too mundane and practical. Am I right?
Right. All of the above. Please check all those boxes.
I mean, this comes up all the time. Like, when do you substitute Xeloda for 5-FU in colon cancer? What's your take on nab-paclitaxel? I mean, do we need trials to demonstrate that it's the same or better than paclitaxel, given the advantage of the infusion time and the lack of premedication?
Let's assume that they're equivalent. Should we therefore simply allow nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane to be substituted for paclitaxel? And as you know, that's a tack that's recently been taken by the company. Frankly, I think that was a mistake, because there are a fair amount of data, both from preclinical systems and from trials in people, to suggest that the drug is superior to paclitaxel, independent of its ability to avoid allergic reactions. As you know, there was a randomized study that compared nab-paclitaxel to paclitaxel on an every 3-week schedule in women with metastatic breast cancer, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, very reputable trial. That study shows a magnitude of difference in terms of response rate and time to progression, which is fairly similar to the magnitude of difference that was demonstrated in ECOG 2100 between Taxol alone and Taxol plus bevacizumab. Yet the Taxol plus bevacizumab trial is accepted with great enthusiasm, I think legitimately, and presented, as you will recall, at a fairly frenzied special oral session of ASCO, while the trial involving nab-paclitaxel versus paclitaxel, although it did manage to make it into our prestige journal, is basically disregarded. I think that it is a plausible hypothesis that nab-paclitaxel could produce, in conjunction with other treatment, a higher pathologic complete response rate than standard paclitaxel. So I do myself think those questions are worth answering and may be answered more expeditiously in the setting of neoadjuvant therapy, where the endpoint, pathologic complete response, can be obtained quickly rather than in an adjuvant trial setting where to get the answer is going to take a period of many years.
I've tried to focus in terms of our CME programs on the clinical science, you know, in terms of cost and reimbursement. I mean, it's such a difficult thing. But just looking at the pure clinical science of it, do you think we have enough information right now to, certainly in metastatic disease, maybe adjuvant disease, make that substitution? What are you doing in your own practice?
In my own practice, I'm giving patients paclitaxel because of the cost differential. It's an enormous cost differential. If cost were not an issue, I would stop giving paclitaxel today and substitute nab-paclitaxel for it.
There's so many times this issue of cost comes up. I remember it came up when the AIs came out even. It was, you know, the pre-Avastin days when our financial things looked a little bit different. But I mean, do you bring up the possibility of nab-paclitaxel to your patients and say, well, here's this drug, you won't need pre-medication, you'll be out of the office quicker, but I'm not recommending it because it's going to cost more money? Or do you not even bring it up?
Don't even bring it up right now outside the context of a clinical trial.